This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. New York City officials announced a plan to lower bail requirements for some low-level offenders in an effort to keep thousands of people out of the troubled Rikers Island jail complex. The program will allow judges to release about 3,000 low-risk defendants while placing them under court supervision as they await trial. Microsoft will shed more than 6% of its workers and take a charge against earnings related to its Nokia telephone acquisition. The Obama administration unveiled new rules to combat segregation in federally subsidized housing. The rule will require that cities and localities look at their fair housing landscape and periodically submit a publicly available report that takes into account segregation, racially concentrated areas of poverty, and disparities in opportunity. They will also be required to set goals for addressing those dynamics, which will be tracked by the government. Looking at Myanmar and its crisis, there are five stages of genocide. Stigmatization first, then harassment, followed by isolation, then systematic weakening through things like barred travel, identity cards, and employment restrictions, and finally, and ultimately, what we have to avoid, mass annihilation. Real cost of each active duty armed service member in the U.S. has jumped by 76% in the past 16 years. Unchecked personnel costs would swallow the entire defense budget by 2039. Giving, philanthropy to international affairs, makes up just 4% of the $358 billion in overall spending, 72% of which is from individuals. International giving was also down 3% compared to last year, despite a general increase. There were 1 million coal miners in Britain 100 years ago. Now there are only 2,000, and the last mine will close in 2016. Greek retirees have seen their pensions cut by 44% since 2000. And the IMF is currently proposing another $2 billion cut in pensions by blocking early retirement and ending a top-up scheme for lower-income pensioners. In the U.S. in 2013, 21,175 people killed themselves with guns, and 11,208 people were killed by others. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.